Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix. It is Hot Take Tuesday.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Quickly, let's run down our hot takes for this week. Producer Dan.
Medium rare is the only proper way to eat a steak.
Kennedy.
Yellow lights are for slowing down, not speeding up.
A lot of people have texted in that said it was interesting that you chose one about driving, considering your driving history.
Oh, no, it's super bad, but me slowing down a yellow light is a good thing, friends. Believe me, that's what you want.
80s music is not oldies music. I don't care how old we get. 80s music will always be 80s music. Stop trying to make it oldies music. It's not. Oldies is Elvis and Jerry Lee.
Why are you going into 10 sentences? Hot take. One sentence. Go.
I'm just telling you. 80s music is not oldies music. Kathy's from Hyannis. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hot take Tuesday. What you got?
I just called to agree with you, Carson.
It's hot take
100%.
Tuesday.
Kennedy, you hear that? Somebody actually agreed with me. That never happened.
Yeah, it's wild. That call got picked up first somehow.
Can I ask you a question? And you don't have to answer it if you want to. Are you older than or younger than 50?
I am older, but still, my son is younger than me, and he agreed.
I saw
because he calls 80s music, grunge. He calls oldies, and 70s.
Calling 90s music grunge is wrong. There was way more music than just grunge in the 90s.
We had somebody text in who was 35 that said they call oldies music oldies.
You can call it all you want, but if you go to a radio station, they're going to be playing.
Yeah, no one's playing Elvis on the radio anymore.
I can assure you.
Becky is from Grafton. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Hi. So my hot take is that cilantro doesn't taste like soap. It actually tastes like stink bugs.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Have you eaten
Tuesday.
I haven't eaten a stink bug, but I will tell you there's truth to this. There's a gene, and the composition of stink bug spray and soap have aldehydes in it, which are the same. That's why it tastes that way to some people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, cilantro's garbage. Just let's be real.
Oh, now see that. I would fight over that.
See, there's your hot take.
Yeah, that is your hot take.
I didn't hear that last part.
She said cilantro is garbage.
Oh.
I love cilantro. I want more cilantro on top of my cilantro.
I don't care about garnish enough to care about that.
Elizabeth is from Lexington. What is your hot take Tuesday?
Good morning. My hot take Tuesday is that old-fashioned plain donuts from Dunkin' Donuts are the best.
Donuts. It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Are you 90? Are you a 95-year-old man?
Tuesday. She loves oldies music.
I get a plain donut from Dunkin's. I dip it in my coffee and I read the paper every day.
I don't hate it.
The correct answer is Boston cream from Dunkin' Donuts.
I just don't like chocolate. I'm not the biggest sweets person, so old-fashioned plain donuts are the way to go.
Whatever. So are you talking plain, just no glaze?
Yeah, the old-fashioned
donut. Plain donut.
Yes,
it's very plain,
yep.
I mean, that's always the last one in the box. That tells you everything you need to know about that donut.
That it's there for her when she wants it. That's
bring
it
to the office, leave a box, and have one of those in there, and come back in 10 minutes and see which one is left. It's that one.
Yep. You know what goes first? The Boston cream.
Thank you. let's see. Bob is from Maynard. What is your hot take Tuesday?
You guys are making me feel wicked old because I grew up with the Pilgrim Children. I used to play with them. But my hot take is I hate shredded coconut on any kind of dessert. You might as well take a bag of shredded paper and throw it on top of the dessert.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I can't argue with that one. I got nothing after that. I actually can't argue with that.
I mean, I don't mind shredded coconut, like an Almond Joy or something, but I like the way he delivered that, so I'm going to let him rock.
Let's see. Fantastic. Macy is from Boylston. What is your Hot Take Tuesday?
My hot take is that the T is a really good public transit system. People just like to complain.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I agree with you 150,000%.
I think the people that had to jump off of the T into the water when it was on fire might disagree with you.
Oh my gosh, yes. That is a statement for the entire MBTA for one accident.
Or the people that get stuck on the Green Line every day, or the Orange Line that's currently not running right now.
Do you know why? Because it's being fixed. Because for years and years we were riding on rails that were dangerous, man.
So how's that make it a good public transportation system?
Because it is.
And for
now,
years and years we were riding on rails that were dangerous.
Because they're healing it and making it good. Because the past administrations didn't care.
You're the MBTA's publicist.
I absolutely am.
Oh, yes, we know what you're doing after your career in radio.
100%.
You would be best friends with Perry from Love on the Spectrum.
That is awesome. Thank you, Macy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.